We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But let's talk to Scal about it, as Brian Scalabrine joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around the joys of food. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. And by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tom E. Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
We're back, baby!
Scal, how's it going this week?
I'm doing well. You guys?
Well, we're doing good. We're trying to break down what exactly is going on with Jaylen Brown. We've been trying to put our finger on this for a while. Since we last spoke, he's talked to the New York Times. He's talked to The Ringer. He spoke after the game last night. Maybe he's got another ESPN interview going on. I guess, what have you made of the last week on the Jaylen Brown roller coaster, is what it feels like right now?
I mean, I don't ride those roller coasters like you guys do. I understand the salary cap, the implication. I understand things take time, how they work. I understand how, like, an all-NBA makes a supermax contract, what that is, and not all-NBA what it is. I understand that if he turns down those contracts, or if there's a ratification to the collective bargaining agreement, which goes up to 150% of your current salary at that point, then he would be at his current max salary. Then if he's turning down a max contract in Boston, then you can make the decision from there. So I don't preemptively make any decisions based off of that, because I know how the CBA works.
Does he sound happy? I mean, you've read the stories. Does he sound happy?
I never judge other people's happiness. I don't understand in the NBA why we care so much about other people's happiness. I just don't get it. Do you care about anybody else's happiness in your life? I don't really do that.
Well, it's a league where guys leave a lot, and so...
Yeah, but we have to wait, because you still have time for that. There is, like, a drop-dead date. When you offer a guy $200 million,
sure,
and he says no,
sure,
then at that point, you guys can flip out, and I can respond to it.
Okay, but you're
until
not...
Until a guy turns down $200 million, I am not, like, going down the road of, I don't know what he likes, is he happy, is this guy... Like, no, you can't do that. Now, I will say this, uh-huh, and these things do happen. Guys do sign extensions, and then they ask to be traded. So I don't know about that, but as far as, like, leaving in free agency and Boston not getting anything in return, like, there's no way at this point that we can be going down that road.
So, Scal, one thing that not sure if you read the piece in The Ringer from Logan Murdoch, but one thing that Jaylen said was that he considers himself, he said, I'm the leader of this team. Do you feel like in the locker room right now, the way this team is, that they're – is one leader, that there's a couple guys leading? I'm asking is, do you agree with that, or is there more than one leader in this locker room?
I mean, every team I've been on, they all have different types of leaders. You know, like, let's use our championship level team, Ray Allen, Garnett, and Pierce all led. They all led very differently. So I think when you look at Jaylen Brown and what he is, I think he's a leader on and off the court. I think he's a leader in our community. I think I think people do respect what he says, and I think people respect the fact that he's on the floor, probably the first one there and the last one to leave. He's always in the gym working on his game, and every year he gets better and better. So to me, that has leadership quality. So if he's saying he's the leader on the team, in his mind, he believes it. And one thing I do know, a lot of people can talk the talk, but Jaylen Brown walks the walk.
Is that true? Is he, like, the kind of number one effort guy in terms of, not saying effort in games, but the guy who spends the most time at the facilities? And
him, yeah, him and, I mean, there is, I always feel like Peyton Pritchard is an anomaly. This guy works extremely hard. But, like, for the most part, you have to take everything into account. You have to take in, like, a guy playing 36 minutes the night before. You know, you have to take that into account. When you take all those into account, Brown and Tatum, they're second to none when it comes to guys putting in that work. And typically, teams I've been on with star players that are championship level, it's like that. Like, they are, like, it's a full-time job balancing their life, their balance, their work, their what they do on the court, how they recover. It's a full-time gig for them. And I think that if you talk to anybody in the Celtics, you know, basketball operations department, they will tell you that those two guys are second to none when it comes to their commitment to this game.
Scal, do you make anything of the timing of this with Jaylen Brown? There's not a lot of games left in the regular season. The playoffs are coming up. He's doing a lot of media availabilities. Do you take anything from that?
Can I ask you?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Same question.
Yeah, I do. I think that it's a little troubling in terms of the timing. I think that, you know, at this time of year.
You don't know the league. You got to understand the league.
What do you mean?
What is Jaylen Brown? What does he want more than anything right now? What does he want right now?
I would think to win a championship.
I don't think we know.
But I'm not sure.
Wait. You guys got to really, you really don't get the league, do you?
What am I missing about the league?
What does he want?
Right now, what is the most important thing? Like, yes, winning a championship is all that, but guess what? This is the regular season. Something occurs in the regular season that has a serious financial
All NBA in the contract.
Oh, bingo. Now, okay. I'm teaching you how the NBA works. You do all this media. You get your name out there. You're doing that, this and that. Guess what? Who votes for all NBA?
Writers.
Ah, so now you're becoming more personable,
more
access.
So he's more worried about making all NBA than a championship. Good.
Whoa. No. You can't do both?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. Arcan just said championship, and you said, no, it's contract.
It's a regular season award where you're like, you're just reminding everybody. I'm out there. I'm on the best team. I make sacrifices. I guard. I'm a leader. You're doing all those things, and you're trying to make all NBA, which, by the way, if you start to look, Jaylen Brown is right there in that conversation. He can fall anywhere, in my opinion, between 13 and 18 in the NBA. So if this is the thing that pushes him over, I did the math the other day. I think it's about a $45 million difference. Would you do some interviews for $45 million?
I would, but then maybe, Scal, I wouldn't go on the podium the next day and say that the writers screwed it up and took me out of context and said all these things that weren't really true. I mean, that's not endearing yourself to the media, is it?
No, it's being authentic.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, if that's so important to him, if that's such a big thing, why would he go out and diss the writers?
I don't think he dissed the writers. I think he said, like, sometimes my comments are taken out of context.
By the writers.
Which is... By a writer. And there's many people that have votes. And not just writers. I mean, there's people digital and people that do TV. Like, a lot of people have votes, right? I'm just saying, like, when you get your name out there right now, it's about, you know, maneuvering towards All-NBA, which is not uncommon for a guy in his position to do. And if you, like I said, I'm not trying to, like, be on you, but if you understand the league, you understand how this thing works.
No, right.
You understand the difference between 18 and 15. Is a $45 million difference.
Yeah.
So it's just reminding everybody of who he is, how good he is, what he does, and how the sacrifices he makes for this team, who, it's so funny that when you guys called, I was actually watching game 4 of the NBA Finals. And he's just reminding everybody, like, we were there too last year, and we're doing it again this year. And I know you guys think, because we've dropped off, whatever, we're 4-2 on this West Coast road trip, we're one of the best teams in the NBA.
You were watching game 4, you weren't listening, you missed out?
I was watching game 4.
That's such a shame. I figured you were hanging on every word.
I wanted to see how much of a gap, how much have we improved, and how much of a gap was there, and what's up with the Warriors. There's like a lot of things going on with right now. So, yeah, we're much better, by the way. We're much better now.
Okay. I'm curious, you read the New York Times story, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, how does he help himself when it comes to all NBA and everything else when he brings up, and I don't reject any of this. I take all of this very seriously. What he told the New York Times about having issues buying a home, having issues starting a business. Like, if all of this is a contract drive, why bring that into it?
I mean, that's who he is. So that's the things that he's dealt like he's dealt with. You know, I don't think he's lying.
I don't either.
So, I mean, it's like... I think nowadays in this environment, I think people find that maybe humbling for a guy that's like a superstar athlete that he is, and this is the stuff that he goes through. I don't think the writers think, oh my God, I can't believe he would do that. And I think that people are kind of sympathetic towards that.
Scal, what would you say the temperament in the locker room is right now? It seems like, you know, they hit kind of a rough patch, a couple bad losses since the All-Star break. Where is this team at emotionally?
Well, I kind of feel like what Joe said yesterday. Like they came out and they had this historic offense to start the year. There's no Rob Williams. Yeah, that has obviously cooled off. And I don't think they're playing the same level of style that they were playing way back when. But the NBA is sort of caught up. And they just went out west. They had a terrible game against Houston, which is against the – remember, like this is what I tried to explain to everybody. When Rob Williams and Al Horford play, they are one of the best defensive rebounding teams in the history of the NBA based off the percentage. It's off the charts when they both play.
Can I just jump in on this? Because you've made this point a lot. Can I just jump in on this? What's the likelihood they're both going to play when the games matter?
Yeah, but so then, I mean...
Because you say that is a good thing, like, that Rob's been out. And I definitely understand that perspective. Like, they have missed Rob Williams. What's the likelihood they're going to get a healthy Rob Williams based on how this year has gone? Like, I'm starting to worry that it's been so long until he's been out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've wavered on that at all. And during the broadcast, during the preseason, during the regular season, I don't think we win without Rob Williams. So
what's the likelihood he's there to win?
I don't like control whether a guy gets hurt or not. Like, I mean,
no, I'm just asking you.
I don't know what the likelihood is if a guy gets hurt or not. I don't know how that works. What is, like, you have a percentage for me or?
Yeah, I don't know. 0%? I don't know. Like, he's been hurt all year, so I don't expect
there's
him to be.
0% Rob Williams plays a playoff game? Is that what you're telling me?
No, NBA Finals? I expect more injuries between now and then. It's how the whole year is gone. That's how I feel about it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'm nervous about that. I don't know how you couldn't
be. I've been nervous, and that's why, like, when you guys asked me who should be traded for, and I said Jakob Poeltl, you understand why? Now you guys can kind of understand why I said Jakob Poeltl. So, I mean, I'm not the one making the decisions here. I'm just saying, like, the guy who I would have went after and done whatever I could to get was Jakob Poeltl. And when you guys say, well, you already have Rob Williams, I'm like, okay. But am I concerned? Of course I'm concerned. I'd be a moron not to be concerned about that. But I also would say, like, we're having conversations. We're not going to evaluate the Celtics on how good they're going to be if Rob Williams is not going to play. If he can't play, like, I don't know how much of a chance we have of beating the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know. I don't. I think we're pretty good. But battling Giannis and Brook Lopez over the course of a 7-game series without Rob, it's going to be tough. So I understand where you're coming from, but I'm not going to go and say, man, the Utah game is a reflection of who we are. Like, no, like, actually it's not. When those guys don't play, we get pounded on the glass. So it's not really a flex. The Houston Rockets game was the same way. We got pounded on the glass. So that's a problem that I'm not really factoring in. Unless the guy can't play, well, then at that point, I don't know how you beat the Bucks without you know, Rob Williams out there. It's going to be really tough.
Okay, well, Brian Scalabrine, I'm sorry. I thought Arcan had one more question. Scal, look, I'm with you on Rob Williams. I'm nervous about it. I don't know how you couldn't be. Brian Scalabrine joins us each and every week at this time at 4:30. Scal, thanks so much. You can listen to him on the broadcast, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Sounds good.
All right, Brian Scalabrine, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.
I'm not cutting into Meg-splaining. I refuse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.